my friends. Welcome back to Badass Unscripted. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a supporter. I love having leadership discussions with individuals, with teams. And one area where I really feel there is nothing in the Agile or Scrum or any other, you know, doctrine, and certainly you won't find this in any leadership course, is the principle of being graceful as a leader. There's one thing you have to realize about human beings is that as a group, we love to complain and blame. This was a big lesson for me as a leader, talking about other people. Like, stand in line today, go get a coffee in your office building, someplace where your fellow workers congregate. Just stand in line, go by yourself and observe. Listen to the conversations that are happening around you. You'll hear people in front of you, whether you know them or not, they'll be talking about how unfair their job is, how stupid their boss is, how stupid their colleagues are, how they're incompetent, how if they were in the leadership role, they would do things so differently and everything would work, how they know better than everybody else. Don't you hear that all the time? Do a gut check. Be a social observer for a bit. Spend 10 minutes today just looking around and listening to those conversations and see how many times you hear that kind of attitude in people's conversations today. Now, turn that mirror inward and have a look at yourself. Do you do this? Do you gossip? When people ask you, how's the day going? How's the job going? Do you go, oh, it's great, but the leadership, you know, they don't know what they're doing. They're so out of date. They're so out of touch. They don't understand. My colleagues are idiots. They're lazy. They're this, they're that. The first thing you need to do is, even though that may be true, and the chances are good, it's more your perception of what is true and what is real, as opposed to, you know, can it always be the other person? That's my big question I ask of people. What are the chances if you're complaining about six different people? It's the management, it's the colleagues, it's the government, it's the system. It can't always be the other person. Having a job that's amazing, where people ask you how the job's going and you say, it's awesome, I love what I do, I can't wait to get up and go to work every day, that's a choice. That's up to you. And a big part of that is being graceful about other people. I want you to learn to see from the other person's perspective. Here's another example of where agile wisdom is once again really your grandmother's wisdom, but updated for 21st century. Walk a mile in somebody else's shoes. Learn to see things from another person's perspective. And start with the default assumption that everyone you know is doing the best they can with the knowledge, the information, the skill, the experience that they have. Assume that people aren't lazy. They just maybe see things a different way than you. Maybe they're living with the true spirit of minimum viable product and doing the least amount of work to get the maximum amount of result. And by the way, how do you know that someone around you is not having a bad day? They're not suffering through family issues, health issues, stress, anxiety, financial issues. You never know what's going on in someone else's world, and it's really none of your business. Unless they've asked you for help and asked you for compassion, what's going on under the hood, it's not your business to know that. So assume that in the same way when you're struggling, when you're having a rough time, you would want other people to go easy and have sympathy on and understand your challenges. Why wouldn't we do the same for others? So avoid the temptation to gather around the water cooler to get in line for your morning coffee and immediately start griping about the people around you, their competence or lack thereof, their intelligence or lack thereof. Stop focusing on what other people are doing to ruin your day and focus on what it is that you're doing to ruin your day. See, there's two big problems with having this attitude and this mindset and permitting yourself to gossip and to blame others. Number one, it takes away your autonomy to control your own destiny. If you want to be in a job that you love, then love the job that you're in. Find ways to change your attitude, to create positivity, to create results. The negative mindset and attitude breed negativity and diffusion of responsibility in everything that you do. The minute you start telling yourself that the reason why your project or your job sucks is because of everybody else, you absolve yourself of accountability to be part of your own rescue, to help fix it, to help make it better. And that's an extremely powerful, yet invisible tide. Most people don't know that they're doing this. Most people don't know that the reason why they hate their job is because they have a negative attitude about it and the people around them. And the other thing that's extremely destructive is that when you stand in line and gossip, you ever met people like this that they'll say the same thing, they'll gripe about the same stuff to anybody who will listen? You're now spreading that negativity to other people. Recognize that a human being, you have the power to influence. And there are a lot of people who will look up to you, a lot of people who will listen to you, and a lot of people who will want to band together for the collective cause of sympathy, also known as the pity party. So if you're an enabler of that, you're actually an extremely destructive force on your team. And I'll go one further. Let me put it to you this way. Maybe the problem with your team is you. Maybe it's your negative attitude. Maybe it's the fact that you feel entitled to blame and gossip about others that is the actual productivity crusher on your team. The first rule of leadership is to be graceful around and about people that you work with every day. Remember, guys, leaders go first. So this is an attitude and a mindset and an outgoing behavior that you need to adopt. Go first. Be an exemplar for your team of positivity, or if nothing else, keeping your mouth shut and refusing to blame or to talk down about others. Thanks for listening, guys. On Twitter, I'm at @badass_agile, Instagram at @badassagile, and on the web at worldwideweb.badassagile.com. Come check me out. Thank you for tuning in. And I've got one more thing to add. Once you hit a certain level of emotional leadership maturity, you will realize that other people actually see these kinds of behaviors as weakness. Gossiping, blaming, and whining about other people is simply not a badass characteristic. Plain and simple.